and I will introduce her in a minute. Okay, welcome to the eBooks as Viral Agents teleseminar with Ruby Yeh, who's has this wonderful website, aliveebooks.com, where you can create incredibly wonderful eBooks with audio and visual components that go beyond what a normal eBook looks like, which is fairly plain Jane as far as I'm concerned. And if you go to her website again at aliveebooks.com, you'll see what I'm talking about. You can actually start to see and hear some eBooks that are really wonderful. Okay, if for some of you, while you're still listening, while I'm interviewing Ruby, what I'd like to ask you to do is to mute yourself by doing a *6 if you've got background noise happening. I'd really appreciate that. And then we can have the interview with Ruby be really clear and simple. So, Ruby, I know we just talked for a little while on your own podcast and talked about the whole thing of, you know, using eBooks as a viral agent. And so I wanted to ask you some things about what your experience has been, both with the Alive eBooks and with other eBooks, in terms of the impact on book sales.
Okay, great. Well, John, thank you so much for having me as your guest. As you know, I've been a fan of your stuff for quite a while because you just contribute so much to our industry in terms of all your knowledge. And even just in our last conversation a few minutes ago, I picked up a few more tips from you. So thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
So what would be helpful if the listeners can go take a look at our multimedia eBooks, as John was saying, at aliveebooks.com. That is AliveEBooks. And when you get to the home page, what I invite you to do is click on the upper left button, which says Browse Multimedia eBooks. The reason it's important for you to look at it if you can is that, you know, often I describe to people what they're like, but, like, once they see it, it's like, really, it's like the picture is 1,000 words, because then what you can do is click on each cover of the multimedia book, and the author will start talking to you right there and start inviting you. So,
But turn down your sound.
Or
if you haven't muted yourself,
yes,
if you have muted yourself, then you can play it.
Right. And then what you can do is that if you like any of the topics, if you just register for a free chapter, then instantaneously you will get access to about a 15 to 20 page free chapter, which is all pure content with no commercials, no sales pitches about anything. So John was asking me, you know, what has been the result in terms of these books for the viral marketing aspect? And how it's been really powerful in helping our authors build out their email list is that, you know, when people come to their multimedia book, they get an immediate connection with the author because they're seeing a beautiful book that is not a sales page, that's not a sales pitch, and the author is engaging them and establishing a bond immediately through their voice. Because it's almost like, you know, the author is inviting you into their home. They're inviting you into the book. They're saying, hello, hi, this is my name, this is what my book is all about, and I invite you to get a free chapter. So there's that immediate connection. So, you know, John and I were just talking on the podcast interview that I just did with him that, you know, people are very hesitant nowadays to give out their emails, you know, especially in what's like a typical squeeze page. Where is this? They see that they're being offered a gift chapter. So people have been very receptive to giving their email names. And as soon as they do, they go into the free chapter. And if you've also done this, if you're next to a computer right now, you'll see that the book is a real multi-sensory experience where you're reading a little, you're listening a little, and you're watching a little. So in this culture of short attention span, having that kind of a multisensory experiential reading experience is quite powerful. And because it's you and unique, what people have been doing is that you'll notice also that there's a pass and on button on every single page. People have been pretty active in referring and introducing this to their friends. And within 10 seconds, a reader can pass on invitation to a free chapter on your behalf, literally to their whole address book. So that's one aspect of how our books have been really viral for our authors so far.
That's great. Ruby, one person has sent in a note saying that they'd like you to speak up a little bit.
Oh, okay. Is this a little better?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Okay, somebody apparently still needs you to speak up a little bit.
Okay.
You can hardly hear her.
Oh, okay. Is this better now?
Not much.
Well, I can hear you fine.
I hear you fine.
Oh, I wonder why it's causing this problem, because now my mouth is really close to the speaker, and I mean not the speaker, to the handset, and I'm really speaking loudly now.
You sounded better.
Okay,
so,
great.
Better.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me know that.
That's fine. So I just wanted to talk a little bit more about your live ebooks, just because I was really impressed with them. I really like, you know, the format and the way that it actually engages the person more than just reading a book, because you almost all of them include some audio, some video, and that combination, along with actually reading the book, I think is a really powerful way to engage people, which is, you know, in terms of the viral nature of an ebook, the engagement is an important factor in getting people to want to pass it along.
Right.
But you know, again, going back to the one thing is, do you have any actual sales figures from anybody in terms of before and after doing a live ebook and showcasing it? Has anybody given you feedback in terms of how their sales have increased?
Right. We actually do have those stats, okay? And I can share for some of the specific books that they will see there on that site. There's a book called The Last Four Doctors. And they had about a 1,000-person email list. Even though they have a lot of fancy things on their site already. You know, they have, like, audio, they have video, they have blogs and everything. And I can touch upon why I think the live ebooks was much more effective for them. So they had a 1,000-person email list, and that email list must have been very loyal, because within 3 weeks after they introduced their multimedia ebook, their email list went from 1,000 to 2,000. Now, I think that is extraordinary, okay? And I'll share some of our other stats. Now, besides doubling their email list in the 3 weeks, they also sold 300 copies at $25 each. Okay, so that was a $7,500 revenue within a month. All right? Now, the reason I think that was powerful is that, you know, people are willing to pass around a book because, like, there's videos. Yes, people pass around videos. People pass around other things. But I think particularly, because our books, like, people usually describe them as, wow, this is really hot and sexy. I mean, I hear that over and over again. So because we're different, I mean, this is not your standard flat little, you know, PDF download, text-only download, right? It gets people's attention. So I think that's one reason why this is powerful. Now, another thing is that this is really powerful as an affiliate marketing tool. They hadn't actually gone to any affiliates during that first 3 weeks. They only went to their own list, right? But, you know, when authors are going to affiliates, John and I were just talking about that, saying, you know, most authors, they don't have a huge following yet, so it's really important for you to approach affiliates who has a lot of traffic or affiliates who have a large email list. If you go to them and say, please refer people to my website or refer people to my, you know, PDF, or here's a free video for you to turn around, to give out to them, that affiliate, they don't have a revenue opportunity. Whereas with our multimedia ebooks, because they can, they are sold for $25. So the motto is this: most of our multimedia books are in a range of 60 to 80 pages, and for someone to buy the whole book, it's $24.95. That's a recommended price. And then you give away 10 to 20 pages free chapter. Okay. So therefore, when you approach an affiliate, you can say, here is a free chapter that you can give to your following, but if they upgrade to the full book, I can give you 50% commissions or $12.50, which is not a small amount. That's much more than they would get if they were trying to sell something through Amazon. So there's a lot of revenue opportunity there. So let me see, a couple of the other books you see there. There's the Type Z Guide to Success with Ease. In 6 months, they got about 7,000 email names, and that was a 7% upgrade to sales, okay? And the Peaceful Warrior ebook that you see, they got around 6,000 names, new names in 6 months, and they had a 4% upgrade to sales. And I find that the percentage upgrade to sales, a lot of it depends on how loyal your following is. Another very important point is how many thank you notes you send out afterward. Because essentially, you know, somebody, you invite them to get a free chapter as a gift, they sign up for it. And then what we have found to be effective, and this is a formula that we give out to our authors, is that, you know, a couple of days later you send a nice follow-up email saying, you know, thank you very much for signing up for the free chapter. You know, did you have a chance to read it? And if you liked it, here's a link for you to buy it. And then maybe 5 days later you send out another thing and you might suggest, you know, if you liked it but this is not your format, here you can go get a print book. So the power of our multimedia books is that it helps to build your email list, and it also is a great affiliate marketing resource, and will also help to sell your print book if you have a print book. Because as I mentioned before, that the multimedia book is only 60 to 80 pages, so it's a subset of your existing print book, because print books tend to be about 150 pages to 200 pages. So you can refer people from the free chapter to your print book also. Am I explaining that? Does that make sense, John?
Yes, so you can refer them either to your more expanded multimedia ebook, or you can refer them to your printed book that they can buy that might be, you know, even larger.
That's correct. And then you can also refer them to maybe the bundle of that, or you can refer them to another program that you want. So that's what's really cool about it, is that what I always say to my author is that, you know, the real value is that you're establishing a relationship with them. Because, you know, they might have got experience your free chapter. They may never even buy your complete multimedia book for the $24.95. But if they like your work and they stay on your email list, and if you send a newsletter out to them every month, you know, eventually they may end up getting your CD set or your DVD set or your coaching program for, you know, a much higher price.
Ruby, can I ask you a question there?
Please.
On your Alive eBooks network, do you provide the, do you showcase the books, or do you send them to the other website to have them sign up for the, what am I trying to say here? Is the e-commerce capability provided by you or by them?
That's a great question, John. What we do is both, okay? What is more important for the author is that they get all the email names directly and they get all the orders directly. So part of the service we provide is that, so let's say if you got a multimedia book through us, okay? So let's say you call it JohnCramerEbook.com, right? So somebody comes to JohnCramerEbook.com, they would see a nice cover like what they see. And they get it through your website or through your affiliates, they will end, when they register, they will end up going directly into your email database, and when they order, you get to order direct. We set it up that way because we want to support our authors to increase your email list and for you to get the orders direct. Now, at theliveebooks.com, we are actually an affiliate to our authors. So we do take those orders direct. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But for your own affiliates that you get, they all come through your shopping cart and through your email database. So, in effect, your affiliates then are helping you increase your email list, and, you know, they're signing up as your individual affiliate.
So one of the critical things that anybody needs if they're going to actually give away an ebook, whether it's a live ebook or a regular ebook, is you need some sort of shopping cart that allows you to capture people's emails and also allow them to upgrade to buy the book or, you know, buy something else that you have to offer if you include that offer in the book.
That's correct. That's correct. Now, if some authors say, you know, I really don't want to get into all that shopping cart stuff, and they only want the orders to go through us, we will do that for them. But usually when somebody understands the power, you know, when authors are really looking at building their online platform, they realize if they're going to be serious about it, they've got to create their own email database, right, to their benefit.
Right.
And that they want to start getting their shopping carts and everything. So a lot of authors, like we have two kind of authors, is we have aspiring authors who haven't written a book yet. And this is a great first step, because rather than having to write a 150 to 200-page book, and you know, and you know that even going through the self-publishing process is many, many, many months, right? And obviously trying to find a publisher, you don't see your book on the shelf for about 2 years, right? But going through our system, somebody can pretty much do a book in 2 months, because all it requires is about 50 to 60 pages of text. The audios are really easy, and I should talk about that, because a lot of times people think that the audio is them reading the text. No, 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 no. If you've gone through some of our examples, you'll see that the audios are actually few-minute snippets of you having a conversation with the reader. Again, we want to encourage you to establish a bond, establish an intimacy. So the idea is that what would you say to the reader if you were sitting there with him in Starbucks, or if you were visiting with them in your living room, or they were visiting you in their living room? Because, again, you know, the key thing between authors, speakers, and your readers is the bond. So the audios are literally, they could be additional commentary on what the reader just read. It could be you providing coaching tips. It could be you taking them through a process. It could be actually a Q&A. It could be like one of your existing students asking you a question, you responding. So all the audios are about, let's say, between 1 to no more than 8 minutes long. Because, again, you know, in our short attention span society, you got to keep people entertained. So you want them to be reading a little bit, watching a little bit, listening a little bit. And the same thing with the video. And I also tell my authors, you know, you don't need to go into a fancy studio and do all this green screen, any fancy stuff. All you need to be doing is sitting in the living room and sitting in your office having a little chit-chat. This is the reason why reality TV is so popular. People want to see the real you. You don't need to have any of these flashing lights and all this kind of stuff like you're in a fancy studio, right? They want to feel like as if you're right there having a little mini workshop with them or a little mini seminars with them.
I think the authenticity is real important in anything that you're doing online, especially in terms of videos or audio. The people really have to feel you and feel
exactly
what you're doing.
Yeah, and John,
now, I had a couple questions here from
please
some people that I would like to ask. One is, they asked if you have the email list to market an ebook to, and if I'm correct, you don't really market the book so much as showcase it and make it and format it and create a wonderful ebook, multimedia ebook, that then they showcase on their website as well as other partner websites.
John, you've got it right. We are a service provider, okay? Now, we do certain strategic alliances with people to help all our authors on a whole. For example, if they're on our site, they'll see that we have a whole podcast channel. And that's pretty much complimentary for our authors, that we have a joint venture partner who teaches our authors how to do their own podcasts and stuff, okay? And then that joint venture partner is marketing our authors, like podcasts, by getting it listed on iTunes and places like that. And we're also, like, talking to other large joint venture partners who would like to showcase our multimedia books on their sites. You see what I'm saying? But
right.
We do not actively market because, as you can see, even though most of the topics are in the personal growth arena, it still goes, it's across the board, right? So we do not actively market. I mean, we're not trying to be like an Amazon portal of multimedia books.
I have questions about the mechanics of this thing. Do you have the software to do this? What software is involved? How does it differ from just the video where you would sit and talk about your book? Those are a couple of my questions.
Okay, thank you for that question. The process is this. We know most authors are not technical. So you submit your information to us in a Word document manuscript. All right? And then basically you tell us where you want your videos, and videos are optional. Half of our books do not have videos because videos are a little bit more involved. All our authors have audios because they can do all their audios in a couple hours. So you tell us where you want your audios to go. You tell us where you want your videos to go. And then we also give you other guidelines that we know are effective for a multimedia book. All right, like there's no pages with black text. You know, there's colored text and all that. We give you guidelines on how to do that. So you submit the manuscript to us. You submit the audio. You submit the video. And then, you know, our books are beautifully designed. So we provide the guidelines either for your designers, because half of our authors have their own designers, or we can refer you to designers. So then, you know, the designer provides us with the design. We put it all together, and then we integrate it. We give your webmaster directions then how to connect it directly to your email database, directly to your shopping cart, but it sits on our servers because we're providing the ebook security, which is really, really key.
They can visualize it on their website.
Pardon me?
They can visualize it and buy it if they want to on their own website.
Totally. So, like your website, you were promoted by having, you know, like an image of the book cover. And when you send out your emails, you would just send it out again, whatever the ebook URL is. So nobody knows it's sitting on our server. It looks like it's your, because it's your book.
Yep.
Nobody knows where it sits, because you notice that our books looks like books. They don't look like websites, because what I say is people don't pay for websites, but they'll pay for a book. That's why they've been referring to their friends, too. Does that answer your question?
I think so.
Okay. So any other questions, John, before I touch on a couple other points?
One of the things... if you're giving away a free ebook, Steve had a question on, do you still put a price on the ebook to establish its value?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Whether you give it away or you're selling it, the price should be there.
Absolutely.
And I agree with that because the value of the book is an important part in terms of, I think, even the viral nature of it. Again, don't inflate it like a lot of people do and say, well, this book is worth $40 or something like that, when you normally sell it for $19.95 as a physical book.
Right.
You know, you put the price on it that matches. Now, of course, with your Alive ebooks, you're actually creating, in essence, a new book. So the price that you put on that is completely separate from what might be the physical printed book.
That's
correct? That's
right, John, because let's say the print book, half of our authors don't have a print book yet, because half of our authors are basically, this is their first attempt, okay? They're aspiring authors, and they were able to do this a lot faster because writing 50, 60 pages of text, doing an afternoon worth of audio, and then laying out the pages, they can do one of these in 2 or 3 months, okay? And then, so they're selling it for $24.95. Then for our authors who have a print book, they may be selling their print book, which is usually softback, between $15 and $20. But, you know, $24.95 is equivalent to a hardcover book. And with the multimedia in it, you know, we have the $24.95 price is definitely, I think it works very well. And this is the other thing I want to suggest. This is why it's a great model for aspiring authors. When you go to a publisher, your royalty ends up being around what, John, about 50 cents to maybe a dollar?
$2. Well, usually it's somewhere between 10% of retail or 10% of net, which is almost like nothing.
Right. So for this, our model, if you sell for $24.95, we receive $2 on the back end for the hosting and, you know, providing ebook security and all that. So you have $23. If you sold it directly, you received the whole $23. If you gave 50% to an affiliate, $12, you still have $11 left. So it's reverse of the traditional publishing model. And what we're having now, actually, is I have publishers hovering now because they're asking us, who are your best authors? Because what is a publisher usually ask an author? What is your marketing platform, right?
Right.
In fact, somebody just said to me, well, you know Mitch, your friend Mitch Axelrod,
right,
John? When he saw my stuff, he said, you should market this as a book proposal for aspiring authors.
Well, actually, in a lot of ways, I can see where you would say that. And I noticed also that you have Mark Allen doing a book for you, the Type Z one, and he's the publisher of New World Library. And talking to him at Book Expo, you know, he says that when we take on new authors, the first question I have to ask them nowadays is not how good is your book, but what is your platform?
Exactly.
Which to him saddens him because he really loves to publish good books. But, you know, you can. The reality is that there are a lot of good books out there, but there are only so many authors with really good platforms. And if a publisher has to choose between two good books, one with a platform and an author that's active and another where the author's not as active, doesn't have a platform, they're going to choose the one with the platform. The one that's already had some sort of exposure, some sort of sales success, some sort of proven track record.
Right, John. So this is the reason why your friend Mitch was saying, and this is why actually Mark Allen is one of the people. He actually looked at four of our books, okay? Because the comment is they're looking for somebody with platform, and they assume if the author is doing something like this, they're fairly sophisticated. They understand a value of the email list. So I would say any author who with us, if they are able to build up a few thousand-person email list and they've sold, let's say, what would you say would be the number of copies, maybe 500 to 1,000, that would catch the attention of a publisher? What would be your opinion, John?
I was just waiting for the person to silence themselves. They had a weird phone sound going in the background. What would really interest the publisher in terms of a physical book is about 5,000 in sales.
5,000 in sales. Mm.
Yes, but now an ebook like the kind that you create, I could see them easily being interested in 500 or 700 sales over a 2 to 6 month period as being something that's significant. And the more, you know, and if you develop, I mean, you know, in some of your case histories, you have people getting, you know, 6,000, 7,000 email names in 6 months. That's a platform.
Mm. Right.
And that's certainly the beginning of something very significant because you expect that those people are going to be people that are I'm getting a little bit of feedback right now from somebody. Who's listening via the audio on their computer. I think if you could, if you know who you are, if you could, again, *6 yourself, or if you could just do it even if you don't know, and then just *6, *7 if you want to ask a question, but if you could *6. If everybody listening could do that, and then you can, when you're ready to ask a question, then just star 7.
I have a question.
Okay, but let me see if was I finished, Ruby, before I got distracted.
Well, I think you were in the middle. You were in the middle of a comment.
I think I covered the main thing. Is that if you have a large enough, if you start to generate 5,000 to 10,000 email names, that's a platform in anybody's book. That's something that's significant. It really makes a difference. And then before we go to the other question, there are a couple other questions online. One is from Joanne in San Francisco. She says, in addition to the ebook, is the print book something that Ruby does as well? Can you use other sites, for example, Lulu for the print book? How does that work?
You know, that is such a good question, Joanne. I so appreciate it because some of my authors have been going to, like, iUniverse and Lulu and places like that, right? And now I'm seeing that it's important enough that I'm actually going to be teaming up with a book publishing expert, a book, you know, printing expert to also offer that for our authors. As, you know, first they do their multimedia book with the 56 pages, and once they expand and have a print book ready, then we'll also offer a program for them. But we don't have that yet, but that's in the works right now.
Okay, and can you use other sites to showcase a book? That's true already. You answered that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So that's what's so cool is that this is why I said one of the most powerful aspects is this is such a great affiliate marketing tool. Now you have to go, you have something hot and sexy to go to them that you can offer them $12 revenue. You're just not asking them to, like, you know, do a link back to your site or something like that.
And that's really important because that's what a high-traffic website really – the reason a website becomes highly trafficked is because it offers good content. And the better content that you can offer them, the more likely they are to want to give you a link back to your website to showcase what you're doing because you're offering them good content, which means they're going to have more people coming to their website, which means they'll be more highly rated.
Right, and plus you're giving them an opportunity to make like $10, $12 per sale, which is, again, you know, pretty decent.
Right, and you know, in my own experience, I like to showcase what people are doing, but if they have an affiliate program, I like to join it because I figure if I'm showcasing them already, why not get a little piece of the action as well? So I won't join any affiliate program unless I like the product itself. But if somebody has one, I'm more likely to showcase that product because I'm making a little extra money on it. Again, that isn't my main source of income, but it's still a nice little extra value, you could say, to what you're doing on your website. Now, Ruby, I have another question from Jeffrey in Denver. He wants to just know what the cost is for what you offer in terms of the Alive ebooks.
Okay. Thank you very much for that question. Our service is $2,500. And through the generosity of John, we're extending a special discount until the end of this month, June 30th, so $250 off. Okay? And you can also thank John for that bonus. So we do our part for $2,500, which I described. And anybody who wants to know more, feel free to call me or email me, Ruby, R-U-B-Y, at aliveebooks.com, or my phone number is 415-264-6496. And I'd be happy to give you a 30-minute complimentary session to talk about the type of thing that you can multimediaize. I mean, we have time. Maybe I'll cover that also on this call. Because that's a question a lot of people have is, you know, well, where do I go about multimediaizing? So our service now until the end of June for the listeners and John's following is $2,250. And, you know, pretty much if you sell about 50 to 100 copies, you will get your investment back. And then I do want to comment there's additional design cost that we will provide all the instructions to your designer. Or if you use one of our referred designers, they usually charge about $800, and you pay them direct. We don't try to get in the middle and make, you know, a percentage off of that. Okay? So the total investment, if you use our referred designer with John's discount, his bonus back to all of you, is around $3,000.
And again, the more that you can do yourself, then the less that the designer cost would be. If
that's
you're comfortable
correct.
Doing that, the design work. But a lot of authors are not, in my own experience. I'm not a good designer. I know good design when I see it, but I'm not a good designer. So, like, I do book cover critiques, and I can really critique a book cover and tell you where how to fix it, you know, where it needs improvement. But I could never design a cover.
Right.
it's a different talent. You know, so I know not, you know, I've never proclaimed myself a book cover designer or anything like that because I know it's not my talent. And if you've seen any of my original books where I did design the cover, you know I don't have any talent there.
Well, you know, one of the things, again, because people are always saying, God, your designs are beautiful. I mean, I even get that from a lot of men. I mean, women love our books, right? Because it really connects. There's a real visceral connection because they are beautiful. So this is why I said, you know, compare our books to a plain PDF. It's just no comparison in terms of the joint ventures that you'll be able to get to work with you and everything. So for that $3,000 investment, you know, that's about selling 100 copies.
And the viral nature of it is what's so important, is that it really does increase the word-of-mouth factor because you have something that's 5-10 times more beautiful, more interactive, more involving than a plain PDF. Now, Jeffrey from Denver, who asked about the cost, also wants to know what's included in the cost.
What's included is that we provide you with all the guidelines of how to create your book. We provide the e-book hosting. We put it all together for you because, again, you don't have to be technical. You give everything to us in a Word document, okay, and then you do your audio. And you do your option videos, and then we provide all the instructions for your webmaster to connect to your shopping cart and your email database, because that's the gold, where you're getting the orders direct and you're getting the emails direct. And if for some reason you don't want to do that, we will do that for you, but I would really encourage you to consider doing all that. You also can come into our whole podcast program. That's part of our program. You just have to pay $150 administrative fee to our joint venture partner. And they will walk you through everything, take you by the hand, and teach you how to do the whole podcast. And at our site...
Is that a one-time fee?
It's a one-time fee. That's a great deal, John.
And how many podcasts can they do for that?
Well, they can do as many as they want, but what they do ask for is at least 2 per month. Okay, so when you go to our website, liveebooks.com, you'll see a link that says podcast, and you'll see all our authors who are doing podcasts now.
And they ask you to do at least two a month.
At least 2 a month. But you can do,
okay.
You can do, let's say, one every week.
Right.
Okay. So that's a huge opportunity because they literally assign each of our authors a channel master that teaches you how to do your podcast. They help you with the music. And, you know, again, I would just encourage you to go check out our podcast. And the podcast, which I just did with John, that'll be up in about a week or so. Okay, you can check out. So that's all part of the program. There's other things that we do. What I would like, Jeffrey, if you're interested, I would really encourage you to call me or email me because I don't want to get into a lot of the details, you know, with other listeners here. I really like to just focus on what the people would really want. But, you know, just to summarize, the benefits is that, you know, the reason we're called Live eBooks is it really brings you alive when people can hear you and see you and connect that bond with you. You know, that they're going to want more of your stuff. And then we've talked about the viral aspects, you know, which John has really emphasized, which is huge and so much more powerful than having a plain ebook or, you know, just a referral to a website. And then the revenue, like I said, you're getting, you know, $23 out of the $25 standard price. So you should be able to recoup your costs pretty fast without counting, you know, if you're able to build a few thousand person email list in a few months, that's huge too. I mean, how much value would you attribute to that? Do you have a attribution of how much each email name is worth, John?
I don't actually know, and I don't think anybody can tell you how much an email name is worth, but they can tell you how much it's worth to them, because most people that have shopping carts and can track email knows what the email is worth to them. I know that in my list, I have about 13,000 people in my email newsletter list, and that list is worth thousands and thousands of dollars every month to me.
Right.
Because, you know, the purpose of having a good email newsletter is to build up a group of fans that even if they don't buy anything from you on a regular basis, it keeps your name in front of them so that when they are ready to tell somebody else about, in my case, book marketing, they're going to remember me, not somebody else, because I have a useful tip of the week that goes out every week. And it's that kind of thing that really does make a difference in terms of word of mouth, is that ongoing relationship that you create with somebody that signs up for your email newsletter, you know, or whatever email that you're sending out. I encourage people to do a regular email newsletter at least once a month, but I really think it's better if you do it twice a month or even weekly if you can.
Right, right. And, you know, John, what you're so great about, what I so appreciate about you is you always provide so much value and you're not constantly pitching and, you know, commercializing everything. And that's another reason why our multimedia books are so effective is because it's not a pitch. It's real content, right? Like in the first chapters, I tell my authors, do not even put your URL of your website in there because you don't want to pitch. You can follow up later with inviting them to other stuff, but you just want to give them good, wonderful, meaty content and for them to see you and hear you. And I think that's the reason why it's so viral.
You know, the fact that, I always talk about this in terms of marketing, that one of the most effective things you can do. Could I ask the person who has a barking dog in the background to mute themselves at *6? And then when you're ready to ask a question again, you can *7. I don't want you to shoot the dog because I love dogs. let's see. So one other question that Jeffrey has is he wants your phone number again.
Yes, please, Jeff. It's 415-264-6496. And like I said, I'd be very happy to give any of your listeners, any of your followers, a 30-minute complimentary session about how you can use this, whether you use our stuff or any kind of multimedia vehicle, and the kind of things you can think about to multimediaize, all right? And believe me, John is so generous, so I would be happy to provide anybody just talking about how you use multimedia in anything right now and how you can build out your platform using that, whether you use our service or anything else.
And multimedia right now is really hot, both video and audio in terms of it. But what I was saying again about the speaking is that I recommend a lot of people go out and actually do speaking as part of their book promotion thing, because when somebody hears you or sees you, they promote themselves in your word-of-mouth army. They're no longer privates. They tend to be sergeants or lieutenants or even sometimes colonels and generals. That's sort of the reason I like using word-of-mouth armies, because people can promote themselves. But you can call it a fan club. You can call it a circus parade, whatever you want to say. But you want to create evangelists for your book. And one of the best ways to do that is to give them the opportunity to see you or to hear you. And so, you know, using multimedia on your website with an audio or video is so much a part of what you need to do in helping you to engage other people. And these live e-books make that all automatic in a sense. So you don't have to think about, you know, what am I going to do this week or something like that. Anyway, so that's one thing. Ruby, let's talk a little bit more about the viral nature of e-books. What have some of your people done to increase the exposure of their book once they've created it?
I would say, they've taken advantage of the fact that that their own following are, you know, passing out to people, right? Because we made it so easy with the pass it on button in every single page.
Right.
And for the people who, you know, have, they're definitely going to affiliates. That's why I keep on emphasizing that, affiliates, right?
And for that, you need a shopping cart software.
Yes, if they're doing it, that's correct. Would you say most of your people now have shopping carts at this point, or they're going toward that direction?
I think most of them do or need to, because it is a way to capture emails. It's a way to build up your list. And of course, it's a way to directly sell.
Right. What I've experienced, John, is about, let's say about a quarter of our authors, when they came to us, they knew that was a direction they needed to go, and they didn't have any of that yet, okay? And we basically kind of provided them instructions on how to do that and why it's important and everything. So basically our book was sort of like their first foray into that arena because, you know, John, I don't know whether you've taught your people about the marketing funnel, right? To start to build out your connections, you need to give away free stuff, whether it's a multimedia book like ours or a PDF download or free teleseminars or podcasts or whatever. You need to offer things to start building a following. So a lot of our people who are aspiring authors, they were saying, okay, I know I need to do that. So I see this multimedia book as a great way of doing it, because they either don't like to write blogs, they don't want that ongoing commitment. Because that's the other thing about a multimedia book. Once you do it, you're done. It's not like podcasts and blogs, which you have to keep on doing, right? And teleseminars you have to keep on doing, too. Now, I think you should do all of it. I think every aspiring author should be doing all of it. But I feel like ours is a nice innovation. So going back to the viral thing, I would say mostly it's been through affiliate marketing. Can you think of other ways that people can use virally for our book? Maybe you have some ideas I haven't thought about yet.
Well, I think even if you don't have an affiliate, if you have a relationship with a high-traffic website, that you should obviously showcase your book there if you have a good relationship with them. And they're going to like that content even if they don't join your affiliate program. They just want to showcase good content. Which to me is real important. I do a lot of showcasing of good content that I'm not an affiliate of in any way, simply because it's good content.
Mm.
And when people want me to say, a lot of people say, can you showcase my book? And I say, yeah, tell me a good story. If you tell me a good story, I'm going to write about you. For example, in the last issue of my newsletter, I wrote about Susan, I'm going blank on her last name right now. She wrote a travel book, and she wrote an article for LA Times. And I was listing some of the LA Times editors, and I noted a couple issues ago that she had written an article for the LA Times. And then she emailed back to me and said, "Hey, you know, the really good thing about it is that they paid me for that." So I showcased her again, because then the story was really interesting because she actually got paid a good sum of money to write that article for the LA Times. And what that article really did was showcase her book.
Mm.
So she got incredible extra value from it because not only was she paid for it, but they were showcasing what she had to do. And, the neat thing with, there are a lot of partner websites that they would almost pay you for the content, but, you know, if you give it away free and it's really good content, they're going to love you because it didn't cost them anything.
Yeah, I love that. The fact that you're just saying that these multimedia books are great content, so just offer to people. So I think another way that I haven't thought about, and I'm so glad you keep on asking me this question, because I think our authors could take their first chapter and offer it up as an article on all the article sites that are out there.
Right, and that would be very easy to do. And the thing is that, the more beautiful it is, the more interactive it is, the more likely it is that it's going to actually be picked up and actually used in some way. And I could see the day when the article sites will not just be plain Word sites, which most of them are right now, but will also include multimedia possibilities. And I think that's the way the world is going. I mean, ultimately, And the one thing I see right now with Kindle is that it's still not quite a multimedia platform.
No, it's not. I know people ask me all the time whether our stuff can go on Kindle, and I says, no, Kindle only does text, you know?
And, you know, hopefully someday that will change, and you'll actually get something that will be multimedia. Can your book go on the iPhone?
You know, we tried it, and it doesn't the audio and the video does not quite come through.
Okay.
Okay.
So I noticed that, you know, the iPhone's supposed to be able to deliver whatever's on the web, but the fact of the matter is that it's not perfect in that way.
No, it really doesn't quite do it. But so that's an interesting idea of then all of you with your free chapters, you can then go repurpose your free chapters on all the article sites out there. And then what you can probably do in the free chapters is you can say, you know, you can have an image of the video and then say, go to this URL to get the real video. Do you see what I'm saying?
Or the multimedia ebook or whatever it is you have to offer. Yeah.
So they can still read the article as is, but then you will link them back to your online multimedia book with your video and your audio and all that kind of stuff.
But someday, almost all content is going to be multimedia on the Internet, and you're not going to find anything that's just plain old words.
Right.
I think that that's going to happen sooner than later. And obviously, in my own, you know, my website's almost all words, and I know I have to put more multimedia stuff up there. I've just been spending too much time teaching other people that I haven't done it myself.
Well, John, I totally understand, because everybody says, Ruby, when are you going to write your own multimedia book, you know?
Yeah. When are you? Do you know when you're going to do that?
When am I going to do that? Oh, gosh. I guess I'm just focused on getting all our authors and all of them out, you know?
You got me thinking anyway, because I'm working on a new book with a friend of mine called The Naked Protocol, How to Treat People Well. And, you know, your Alive e-books, I'm really... I'm probably going to sign up for your service just to use it for that, because I want to sell that to a publisher rather than publish it myself, because we're creating an entire series out of it.
Mm.
And so, you know, the small investment of doing an e-book with you, a really an interesting one, will be very small in terms of what we get back when we sell the book. Plus, you know, building a brand, an e-book like yours is really going to make a difference. And I hadn't really thought about it before we started talking today about doing that, but I really want to do that. Plus, I want to do, I've been wanting to put my internet chapter, my 1001 Ways, into a separate book for those people who just want that content. And there are people that told me they would pay $30 or $40 just for that chapter. They don't want the rest of the book, which sells for $27.95.
Mm.
But, you know, I'm thinking that that chapter would be great as as an e-book as well, and, you know, a multimedia e-book. So I'm going to talk to you about that as well, because both of those projects, one is a proposal, basically, and the other is, you know, an actual excerpt from a book that, on its own could easily sell for, you know, a lot of money. Can I charge more than $24.95?
Whatever you want to charge. Whatever you want to charge, okay?
Well, I mean, because if I actually, you know, do the a live e-book version of it, of the internet chapter, it's going to be very, very filled with multimedia, and we may have to discuss a higher price, because you may have to charge more, because I would want to make a bigger book probably, because the chapter alone is like 100 pages.
I see. Well, we'll talk about that. And, John, you can be assured that we will take care, good care of you. Okay. We'll definitely work out a nice deal for you, okay?
Yeah.
And the other thing that maybe the last thing I'll just mention to you and to other people, because this is a model that we've been going to, and let me just give the Thank God I anthology book that we're doing, right?
Okay.
So for yourself, for any of your listeners, if your listeners are in, like, have a whole network of a particular area, we can do a whole, like, a chicken soup style book for you that's really easy, and that would be a big revenue generator for you, because everybody would have, like, you know, three pages in an anthology book. So if
okay.
you ever thought of doing an anthology book featuring some of your people, we can talk about that too. But let's talk about those two first projects that you have in mind. That's exciting, John. I would love to do something with you. That would be really fun.
Well, actually, you know, I hadn't really thought of either one of those until I started talking to you today in the podcast you did and now here. And actually, I do want to do both of those because I think it would be what you offer. These books would really, the book proposal for Naked Protocol and the internet marketing book, excerpt from my book, would both be incredible as multimedia books.
Yeah.
And because of the nature of what they are, it would be great. And the reason I want to do it for Naked Protocol is Naked Protocol actually has a lot of multimedia content in it, even as a book. We have references to a lot of multimedia content. We can't showcase it in a printed book, but you could in a live ebook.
Right.
So to me, that is really would make it really interesting and viral on the internet. And one of the things I've been getting feedback from people, a lot of people at Book Expo were telling me, we like the book concept, we don't like the title. And I like the title. I like the Naked Protocol. But a lot of people say, well, what does it mean? And the thing is, I know I have to build up that brand so that people know what it means. I'm not going to talk about it now because that's not necessary. But it does have a meaning, but most people won't get it right away. So we have to build up the brand in order to probably sell the book.
Mm.
And so we're creating a website, nakedprotocol.com. But having a live ebook on it is going to make a lot of difference, I think,
especially
in terms
for
of
publishers.
Making that website viral.
Right, right.
And then getting the publisher interested because now they have something that is really valuable. So it's really neat. Just for your information, we've gotten about double the number of people since we started. More people have come online. So we might want to talk a little bit more about creating viral ebooks or using ebooks as viral agents.
Oh, okay. So you just want to
and even go back to a couple of things that we talked about because more people have joined. Again, a lot of people will go back and listen to this later because they can do that.
Okay, so I'm happy to just review again how this is really powerful virally. And I'm just so delighted that you're excited.
I actually have a question from Joanne in San Francisco. She wants to know if they still own all the rights to the book.
Oh, absolutely. Totally.
Yeah, I assume that.
Yeah, that's why we're just a service provider. We're not a publisher. Okay? So this is why it's really a new way of just doing publishing. You know, we kind of looked at what's not working for authors and say, what would work for them? You know, how do we get you out there fast? How do we get you exposed fast where you can build up your email list, where you can make money off of it, and when you got something really great to showcase that will attract publishers? So you're not pursuing them with, you know, like everybody else. This is really a huge gift from John Kramer's friend, Mitch Axelrod, who I talked with a few weeks ago. Because that's what he said to me. He says, this is a great book proposal. You know?
Yeah, I hadn't ever thought of them as book proposals, but they really do. The other neat thing about doing ebooks is that, and especially multimedia ebooks, is that they actually give you another product to sell.
Absolutely.
In addition to the print book, so that, you know, that's one of the things I keep telling authors, especially if they're marketing online, which I believe every author should do. In fact, I think they should spend 50% of their time marketing online. But if you're going to market online, if you're going to have a website, you have to have more than one product to sell. You really do. You can't just sell a book. You have to give them a reason to come back for something more. And that means you have to create ongoing products. Because that's how people come back again and again. There's one question again, and then, Ruby, I'm sorry, I'm sort of dominating some of this conversation.
No, this
but,
is fine. I'm glad you're helping a lot.
Steve from California has a question. He says, are the e-books with the multimedia that you're talking about viewed only online, or are they PDF documents that can be downloaded?
Thank you for that question, because I have not covered that point, okay? The multimedia portion you do have to view online because the video and the audio. But you'll notice that there's a print button on every single page. And when somebody clicks on a print button, what they do get is a PDF download, all right? And again, if you sign up for a free chapter, you can actually get a PDF for the free chapter. And you notice where the video is, there'll be a picture of the video box. And underneath it'll say, go to web to watch. And where there's an audio button, there'll be the picture of the audio button. And underneath the audio button, it'll say, go to web version to listen. So for those of you who just came on new, what I invite you to do is go look at what our multimedia books look like at aliveebooks.com, aliveebooks.com. And then when you get to the home page, click on where it says Browse Multimedia Books. There you'll see a bunch of our multimedia books, and you can click on any of the covers, and you notice the author will start talking to you right away. You can sign up for a free chapter, and you will instantly get a 15 to 20 page free chapter, which is pure content, no pitch, no promotion. They don't even talk about their website there, all right? And the reason it's so viral is, one, because our multimedia books are so unique and they're so innovative, and the author is engaging with you right away, and they're basically inviting you to their home, to their book. Say, this is what my book is all about, and I invite you to a free chapter. So it's very welcoming. So this is the reason why people are signing up. If you missed the stats, we were saying a couple of our books, you know, we generated thousands of new email names in months, okay? And then once somebody goes in and experiences your book, if they like it, there's a pass it on button on every single page. And you can try it for yourself. When you click on the pass it on button, your email data, your email client will automatically come up, and there will be a message in there already. And surprisingly, John, most people are lazy, so they don't even put their own message. They use the sort of default message that's in there, and they can.
I can't believe that people are lazy. Actually, I can believe it a lot because I'm very lazy. I like to do anything that's, you know, low impact in time, low impact in money. You know, I love that kind of stuff. So I understand people are very lazy. So the easier you make it to pass it along, and that's one of the nice things you do with your e-books is all the formatting you have in terms of allowing them to look at it, to do a print it out, to buy. You have all those buttons there in every book and the pass it along factor so that people can actually pass it along. That's really neat.
Well, you know, at one time I was showing to somebody, and I says, well, in 10 minutes you can send it to your whole address book. He says, what do you mean in 10 minutes? He said, I just did it in 10 seconds, you know, which I thought, gosh, she's right, because you click on the pass it on, you look at the message. If you like the message, you can click your address book, and you send it to your whole address book of one person in 10 seconds, right? So these are the reasons why it's so viral. And then the other important point for those of you that just joined is that this is a fantastic affiliate marketing tool. And John is saying, you know, you don't even have to go to affiliates. You just go to a heavy traffic site and offer them as a great content, because these books are beautiful. People, it's attention grabbing, and people always used to, you know, a lot of people call them hot and sexy. They say, I've never seen anything like this. In fact, I got a call from Robert Kiyosaki, you know, the rich dad people, about 6 weeks ago. And they said to me, they said, you know, we've got lots of video, we've got lots of audio, but we've never seen anything put together like yours.
That's,
you know,
the thing that really impressed me with your whole website, and why, you know, I started showcasing your website on a lot of my pages, because I really liked what you did. I mean, I was just awed by a lot of the books that were there, and I was going, wow, these things are cool. I guess I should have said hot and sexy, but I was thinking cool.
Well, actually, I'll use that, and I'll just use that term maybe. A lot of people say, you know, because a lot of people, they say they're cool. What I'm touched, honored by is, you know, people always say they're beautiful. And, you know, John Castagnini, who's kind of a hardcore guy, he even said to me they're beautiful. And you know John yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a pretty hardcore guy. So when he said, your books are beautiful, that really made me feel good.
Yeah, yeah. And that's really a key to, you know, and they're interactive. You know, the multimedia factor of it really makes it viral, which is an important factor. You know, a lot of ebooks they look actually uglier than even books do. You know, I mean, some of the ebooks that I've seen are so ugly that you're going, I would never want to read this as a book.
Right.
There's no design sense to it. There's no enticement. It's just text. And and when you're reading it on a computer screen, it becomes even more, in a sense, oppressive than it does in reading it in a book. Because we can read for a long time in a book just words. But on a computer screen, that's hard to do. And so if you want pass-along value of your e-books, the more beautiful you make them, whether you use a live e-books or you create your own, you know, little mini-books or something like that, you really do have to make them beautiful in some way.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the reason why, you know, of course I'm biased, but I say, you know, a flat little ugly PDF just can't be compared to our kind of multimedia books. So I would like to offer again your audience, you know, John is so generous with everything he gives, and I just like to follow his philosophy. I like to offer each of you a complimentary 30-minute session about how to multimediaize what you have or your ideas, you know, whether you use our live books or not, just because I'm passionate about supporting people with important messages to get your messages out in the world. And then if a multimedia book is appropriate for you, you know, John is very generously passing on his thank you to you. So our $2,500 will only be $2,250 for a $250 discount for you until the end of June.
So that's a 10% discount. But could we offer it until the end of July?
You want it for the end of July.
Yes, is that okay?
John, how can I say no to you?
I know I might be causing you some tracking problems. I don't know about that.
Well,
but,
no, that's okay, because pretty much, you know, because ours is a high-end service, everybody talks to me beforehand.
Yeah.
Because I do want to make sure that it's the right thing for them. You know what I mean? I mean, there's some people that I basically don't feel it's right for, and I will tell them that. So I personally do talk to everybody beforehand.
That's great. That's
okay?
Good. I really like that. I really like when somebody says, hey, what we have to offer, while it's great, isn't right for you. I think that's neat. There's some people that don't do that, and I think they should.
Oh, no, I absolutely do that, because part of it is that they need to understand this is about building a platform, you know, because it's still got to be marketed, right? And if they just want a pretty book, and they understand that, but a pretty book is not going to sell by itself. So some people just want a pretty book, but they don't want to get into any of the marketing stuff. I really, you know, communicate that to them, and really so that they're clear about it.
Okay, so can we make it to the end of August?
How about end of July?
How about
okay?
The end of August?
Oh, is there a reason for that, John? Well, you're a tough negotiator.
Well, I'm just thinking that there's a lot of people that will... I know authors tend to be slow in thinking about things, and, you know, so sometimes it takes them a while to think about things. I am slow. So it takes me time to sometimes sign up for something. And also because there will be a lot of people that will probably listen to this a couple months from now, and they'll go, oh, I missed that.
Uh-huh. Well, you know what, John, for your situation, I'll definitely work something out with you. There are certain reasons why I would prefer not to extend it beyond August.
How about August 15th?
My God, you're a tough negotiator. like I said, John, there are certain reasons why I would prefer not to extend it beyond July.
All right,
July.
We'll do July 31st then.
Okay. Boy,
that's fine.
You guys, John is, wow, he's an advocate for you all.
I just wanted to include everybody I could, you know, and make it easy for people.
Well, the only thing I want to mention is that it's only 50% down up front, okay?
Okay.
Because, so it's not the whole amount, because we take 50% down to get started, and then, you know, the 50% when you complete your book.
Okay.
Okay. And So
that'll make it easier for people.
Yeah, it makes it much easier for people.
I just know how slow I am in making decisions, you know, sometimes. And just because I'm overwhelmed with how many things I have to do. So sometimes getting around to actually activating something, you know, can take me time, you know, and that's just why I was trying to extend it.
Yeah.
Only because I'm slow and stupid myself, so.
And lazy too, right?
And lazy too. Just ask my wife.
The other thing is that if anybody wants to hold the discount price, regardless of when they start, we will hold prices for $500 now. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so if somebody's saying, I'm not ready to start this, because we have had those kind of situations in the past. Somebody says, you know, I'd like your discount. I'd like to always take advantage of a good deal. The other thing is that we have had authors who've come in. They haven't even started writing their book yet, but they've gone into our podcast program as a way of building up their platform.
Okay.
So those of you who just came on, you can see our podcast program at our site or Alive Authors Network. And that is a complimentary service that we offer all our authors. And all they need to do is pay a $150 admin fee to our joint venture partner. But that joint venture partner provides you with all free training. They assign a channel master to hold your hand. Our authors, only one of them had ever done a podcast. And you see all our authors there. We're all doing podcasts for the first time, just starting about 6 weeks ago when we launched the channel. Okay? So it's a terrific service also for all our authors. So anything else? Let me see.
Can you give me any other numbers from people who have used your service in terms of, I know you said the one, I think it was the Type Z book you said got 7,000 new email names in 6 months, plus 7% of those upgraded and bought the book.
Right, and then the Peaceful Warrior.
So that means about 50 books were sold during that 6 months.
Oh, no, more than that.
Oh, no, 500 books.
Yeah.
7%.
Oh. Yeah, 7%.
I wasn't doing my math right there.
Yeah, so 500 books, right. And then the Peaceful Warrior was 4% upgrade. And then.
And how many emails did they get?
I think that one, it's either 6 or 8,000. God, I have to check my notes.
I think you were saying 6. I think it was less than Type Z, so.
Oh, okay.
It was probably 6,000, again,
okay.
in about 6 months?
Yeah, 6,000 and was 4% upgrade. The last four doctors you will ever need, they doubled their 1,000-person email list to 2,000 in 3 weeks. That was
okay.
Kind of exceptional case. I do not, you know, I always tell my authors, don't expect that. Okay, that was an exceptional case. They must have had a very loyal following. And they sold 300 copies in that 3 weeks. Okay? Then
okay,
another
one. That's really neat. So they really had a loyal following.
Oh,
which,
yeah.
If you already have a good email list, that shouldn't be that unusual.
Well, this is why a lot of times one of the first things I ask people is, what is your email list size, you know, and how loyal your email list is, you know. And then there's another one, the Soul Mind Body Medicine. Let me see. They got 700 names in about 700 new names in about, I think it was about 3 months. And they actually sold 150 copies from those 700 names. So that was like a 20% conversion.
Okay, and which book was that?
The Soul, Mind, Body, Medicine.
Okay, is that on the front page?
Yeah, that's also on the front page, too.
Okay, there it is, Soul, Mind, Body. Okay.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm doing asking you these questions is because I will write this up for the next newsletter, some of these numbers, just to share with people. And
uh-huh.
Then I'll point them to listen to the, to this conference call.
Okay.
On Tele Seminar, because there are a lot of people I know that don't get it right away. You know, they don't listen in right away and so on. So I wanted to make sure they got the chance. I did extend our time a little bit, and we can, if you want, go on for another 15 minutes. But I think we should end at that point because I did promise people that would be an hour, and it's already an hour and 15 minutes. So.
Well, I can summarize.
But I've been having fun talking to you, so you know I just.
Well, I mean, I can summarize right now, again, for the people who came. I mean, I think the key benefits is that, you know, we've been talking about this whole multimedia thing. So you just imagine how much more powerful your message is when people can hear you and see you now. especially, you know, when it's, like I said, all our audio and video, we tell our people just to be real. Don't do anything fancy. Don't go into the studio. Just have a conversation, you know, as if you're sitting together in a Starbucks. So that's like the huge benefit. Another one is all the viral aspect of it that we've been discussing and how you can use this now as a really terrific affiliate marketing tool. You have something different and unique to go to somebody, you know, to ask them to promote your stuff. It's not just asking them to refer people to your website or to, you know, PDF download. And then the revenue. So if you're selling it for whatever you sell, whether it's $25 or more, we receive two, and the rest goes to you and your affiliates. So, John, you know, if you want to sell your thing for 40-whatever dollars, we just take the two, and the rest of the 40-something is all yours.
So let me summarize a couple of the neat things that I learned today from you in terms of especially the live ebooks or multimedia ebooks in general. One is the value that it has for book proposals or for new authors that still don't have a book and are looking for a publisher. It's a great way to develop an audience, to get a product out there right away, and to build up an email list. So a second quality is being able to build up that email list. But a third quality is that you're creating a new product so that you can showcase what you have to offer right away. But you can also have a product to sell that is actually worth what you're paying for it.
Right.
So you have the possibility of creating a book proposal or showcasing what you have to offer. You have the possibility of building your email list. And you have the possibility of creating a new product and selling that. And then over and above all that is just using the ebook if you want to give away the sample. Can they give away the entire ebook if they want to that you create?
You know, we've had one case where they get that. The only thing that gets a little complicated is that the back end, right? Because normally we receive $2. So we need to understand what the situation is going to be in terms of how much traffic it's going to get.
How much traffic, because then that you might have to charge them extra for that.
Because
I get that.
Yeah. So
it's better to pay for – it's better to charge for the bigger part of it. And I think that's a good idea anyway.
Yeah, there's no
reason. Because you're really creating something new that's wonderful.
Right. There's no reason to give that up. That's what I say to people. There's no reason for you to have to give the whole thing away, you know. But go ahead.
No, that was fine. any last-minute things you want to share with people? Or?
So if they would like to contact me, my email is ruby@aliveebooks.com. aliveebooks.com, and first name spelled RUBY, and my phone number is 415-264-6496. And the last comment is that this is also good for published authors too, because you still need to build out your platform. So you can take an existing book and then take a subset of that and create it into a new product, as John is saying, and then also, you know, help to build your email list, even if you're a published author already.
Okay, and we do have to end now because my wife has just come to my office and says she needs to talk to me.
Good. You're a smart man.
I listen to that. So I really do want to thank everybody for listening in. I think we've had a lot of fun, and I really do encourage you to one way or another create an ebook version of your book, either the whole or part of it, and get it out there so that you can make use of the word-of-mouth capability, the networking capability that's available online. And I really do want you to encourage you to go see aliveebooks.com because the books that they create, if you just look at some of the sample ones there, they are gorgeous. And they're just really beautiful. And I think that's really a crucial element to creating a good viral word-of-mouth on the Internet. So, Ruby, I wanted to thank you again for taking the extra time because I know we talked about only an hour, and we've gone now almost an hour and 20 minutes. And I want to thank those of you who have listened in because you've stuck in for a little bit longer. But I think we've done some wonderful stuff here, and you've certainly inspired me. So I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, John, and I really look forward to helping you to get your message out there even more and everybody out there, because that's my passion, is helping people get their message out into the world.
Okay. So thanks, everybody, and have a good day. So that'll be it. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye now. Thank you all for being here, and I look forward to hearing from you and supporting you.
Okay.